Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, Joe. The new, latest, hippest, hottest thing. I can't wait to try this. It's going to be so much fun. Defund the police, because we don't need no stinking police.
Yeah, this is going to get real interesting real quick.
See, here's the thing with the left. I was having a conversation with my husband last night. He has two modes. We're going to win, and I feel like we're losing the country.
Yeah.
I give up.
Little,
it's over.
It's a little bipolar, isn't it?
It is a little bipolar. But, you know, and I point out to him, he was down in the doldrums, and I said, listen, I know, honey, but you go through this in like 2 week cycles. Don't worry. A week from now, you'll feel like we're going to win again. And he said, yeah, I just feel like we're losing the messaging war. And I said, I know, but here's the thing. You can always count, and he agreed with me. I think it made him feel better. You can always count on the left to overreach.
Now,
always.
There's a friend, Tara. There's you really being
a
friend.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I do.
Not just a wife, not just a companion, not just mother of his children, but a real friend there, Tara. I'm impressed. I'm touched.
Thank you. You're touched. That's sweet, Lee. I appreciate that this morning. And I said that to him. I said, you can count on the left to overreach. They're going to go too far. They always do. Yeah. They don't know where the boundaries or the limits are, because in our modern society, they're essentially immune from criticism. And so they don't have to worry about criticism or people arguing with them. And, you know, if people do with any kind of fervor, they'll be censored anyway on Facebook and Twitter. And so they don't have those sort of boundaries that we do, where we have to stop and think, hey, maybe I shouldn't say that. Mm-hmm. I might get in trouble. They don't have that.
Yeah.
And as a consequence, they always go too far. James Woods, whose Twitter accounts is one of my favorites.
He's good.
Because he's so good.
When he's not banned.
So funny. When he's not banned for being, you know, correct so much of the time.
Right.
And the left can't argue with him, so they just silence him, which is
exactly
what they do.
Yeah.
He has literally, in five lines, summarized the Democrat Party's position on social unrest, on societal, you know, anarchy and unrest. And here's how he describes what their plan is. And this literally is their plan. We have documented this on the show in bits and pieces here and there. James Woods tweets, here's a solid plan. Defund the police. Release criminals from jails. I mean, did you see the billboard out on 85? I mean, it had four or five of the Democrats, including Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, promising to release at least 50% of federal prison inmates. And it was sponsored by the ACLU. They're running on emptying the prisons. He's not wrong. James Woods writes, here's a solid plan. Defund the police. Release criminals from jail. Refuse to cooperate with federal law enforcement. That's a reference to New York,
right,
where they're
sanctuary cities and stuff.
Yeah, they're no longer going to let the feds use the driver's license database to keep, you know, to make sure that terrorists don't get on planes. I mean, they're doing this in New York to protect illegal immigrants who now have driver's licenses. We don't know who the heck they are. Nobody in New York cares. So Woods tweets, let me start again. Here's a solid plan. Defund the police, release criminals from jail, refuse to cooperate with federal law enforcement, open the borders, get rid of bail, set a limit at which theft is allowed with no arrests, and stir up as much chaos as possible.
Yeah,
Hashtag Democrats.
Every bit of that factual. Every bit of that backed by evidence and actual events and actual policy. Yes.
Yes, as we're seeing, I mean, we have documented this in California. If it's under, $900 and you take it, you get a ticket that has a date on it, time on it for you to appear. And then you go right back to the store and you can do your second round. of $900 theft. And if they get you, they don't take you, you know, to the slammer where you got to bail out. You get another ticket and off you go. You get, just go back. You know, as long as you take one flat screen television at a time, you're doing fine. That is California. This is, you know, getting rid of bail, which allows this give them a ticket, go back and get another TV thing over and over and over again, or PlayStation or whatever you want. That Joe Biden is on record supporting that. All of the Democrats who ran did support it, including Tulsi Gabbard. So, I mean, this is their plan. It is anarchy. It is chaos. And there's no consequences for anybody whatsoever. And it's really sad because it's getting people killed all over the country.
Yeah. I mean, basically what you've got Democrats saying is you get free stuff. Either we'll pay for it or we'll let you take it from somebody else.
Because they don't deserve to have it anyway.
No.
Did you see what happened? This is where we're going right now in Philadelphia. Very famous, iconic Philadelphia restaurant. It's gotten national attention just for being a good place to eat, called DeBruno Brothers. And there was a night of looting and rioting in, you know, in Philadelphia, businesses smashed, all of that. And they simply put out a sign offering police officers the next day, because many of them had worked extended shifts. They'd worked all night. Hey, come in and get a free meal.
Wow. Let me guess what happened.
Absolute hysteria broke out. Yeah. There was a massive outcry on social media. They were condemned by Black Lives Matter. And again, nobody's accusing police in Philadelphia of doing anything wrong, right? I mean, wasn't it Minneapolis where this whole controversy came out of? Not Philadelphia. They had to apologize for offering free meals to the police, promise to never do it again, and make contributions to the NAACP's Legal Defense Fund and the Southern Poverty Law Center, and vow to fight police racism.
We were once a free country, weren't we? Freedom
we,
of speech
we were
once was
I mean, honestly, offering free meals to police has been done by restaurants, like, for decades.
And
you can't do, I mean, you can't do it anymore. And now the police are boycotting DeBruno Brothers. They just put out a statement. We're not going there anymore. You basically called us racist. We're done with you. So this shows you how when you don't stand your ground, you get run, slap over, and you lose.
But Tara, Donald Trump is dividing this country. Donald Trump's the one responsible for dividing this country. Now, you'll notice that I'm being very facetious here, and that this situation, throughout what we have talked about in the past 10, 12 minutes here, has nothing to do with the White House nor President Trump.
None with
nothing.
Nothing. It's not even a red state or a red city.
And this whole thing with Congress talking about defunding, well, things about these comments about defunding police, that can only be happening on the municipal, county, and state level, because policing, the actual police work of municipal police offices and, or excuse me, police departments and sheriff's offices are only funded and only controlled by the municipal and state governments that are within their jurisdiction. That is not under federal control. Now, there are federal guidelines, there may be federal rules, there may be federal money that is tied to certain things, but the federal government does not control, well, is not constitutionally responsible for municipal police departments and sheriff's offices and state, you know, police forces as well.
And here's the thing. You know what kills me about this DeBruno Brothers thing? Okay, we are told that you must, if you condemn the rioting, the bloodshed, the black lives that have been lost, murdered, flat out murdered on Facebook, live stream, murder of a 77-year-old black man, no one cares. At least not in the media. Anyway, I care, you care, Fox News cares, but nobody else does. His life didn't matter, right? If you even say, hey, rioters, looters, you've got to say, oh, but the most of the protests are peaceful. You can't lump them all in together. You can't stereotype, right? And that's true. There have been peaceful protests here
true.
In Greenville, right? So you wouldn't want to say, oh, they're all rioters burning stuff down. Nothing burned here, right?
Right.
Okay. But you are to think of the police, all of them, in every local jurisdiction as one and all racist.
Yes.
Which is why in Philadelphia, which couldn't be further away from Minneapolis, you can't serve a free lunch to a police officer because they're all one and the same. They're all a nameless, faceless, stereotypical group, right? But if you talk about the protesters, you have to differentiate the peaceful ones. from the mob, the rioters, those that are very violent and destroy, including black people's businesses. You got it. You got to separate it or you're wrong. But the police must be thought of as one violent racist mob, and you can't offer them lunch on the other side of the country. Mm-hmm. That's where we are right now.
That's exactly where we are, yeah.
It's two sets of rules.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not sure what the Philadelphia police actually did. I mean, I don't think they're accused of doing anything.
If you're talking about protesters, you may not generalize nor stereotype.
Exactly.
However, if you're talking about police, you must generalize and stereotype.
Or you're a racist.
Yes,
you must apologize.
Exactly.
Oh, and by the way, we'll burn your store to the ground.
Yeah.
They got threats of that, too, by the way, to destroy and burn the store. They've had to hire extra security. No condemnation from our political leaders. That's fine. It's understandable that you'd want to burn the store. Go ahead, smash the windows. It's okay. It's good. It's good. It's not violence, by the way, the New York Times says. It's not violence. You can't call it that or you're immoral.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The left wants to defund the police. It's the new hip, hot thing. There's a reason they want this. Yeah. And I'll tell you what it is as we roll on. It's not that they don't intend to have enforcement. I won't call it law enforcement because it won't be an enforcement of any kind of law you would recognize. They just want to control it. They want enforcement that answers to them. They have this already at the federal level. The FBI answers exclusively to the Democrat Party and no one else. Or perhaps on some days to me it looks like the Democrat Party answers exclusively to federal law enforcement. I can't quite tell who's in charge. But they no longer respond to anyone elected as a Republican. They don't even respond to subpoenas from Republicans, from congressional committees. They've become completely untethered and completely unmoored from any sort of oversight by Republican-controlled Congress. They're largely almost this untethered agency floating out there, waiting and ready to do research, whatever political opposition research is needed, using the tools of the state funded by taxpayers who are Republicans and vote for Republicans. But they do not answer to them. Not anymore. This is the model that the Democrats want on the local level. It is. And you know what it's based on? It's based on what happened with their forerunner socialists. Yeah, this is exactly the model that we saw from the brown shirts in Nazi Germany. Remember, do not forget the Nazi Party, they are socialists. They were socialists. National Socialist German Workers' Party. Nazi for short. This is, we are watching exactly, literally the rise of the brown shirts. You know how that happened? Do you know how it started? Exactly as we are seeing these left-wing paramilitary groups. It's the same thing. It started off as security. They were members of the party. They gave them cheap brown uniforms left over from World War II. And what they did was they were often clashing with the communists. There was a battle for control of Germany between the socialists and the communists. Ultimately, the socialists, the Nazis, won out. But the communists had their own militia. And I'm sorry about that. We seem to have some background sound weird computer malfunction going on. And so what happened was that the Nazis wanted to hold their rallies, and they'd often get beaten up by communists. So they deployed their own paramilitary uniform, you know, unit in brown shirts. But it soon took on a life of its own. And before long, as the Nazi Party became ascendant, they would sic their brown shirts on anybody who wasn't with them who wanted to speak publicly. Whether you were communist or just a guy who wanted a better zoning deal for your neighborhood, you didn't get to speak publicly unless they concurred. And if you tried it, they'd beat the tar out of you. So when people say, how on earth did Nazis come to power in Germany? Why did the people allow that? They weren't allowed to argue. They'd be beaten in the streets. Then what happened? Well, at first they were an informal ragtag kind of bunch, funded loosely, not overtly or publicly by the Nazi Party, as the black shirts were funded by the communists in Germany. The communists ultimately lost out after a lot of bloodshed in the streets. Well, over time, the brown shirts would gradually be transitioned into an actual government-paid wing of the Nazi Party. They were formalized. They were deputized. They became an actual agency of law enforcement. It was a gradual process. Tell me we're not seeing that right now. I'm not saying the people doing this are Nazis. I think they're insane. We just had Bill Barr come out and confirm, yes, we have these radical elements. They are out there. They are fomenting insurrection. They are planning this stuff. We heard that from the NYPD commissioner himself in a tweet yesterday. I read it to you. He said, this is what my officers are up against. And he put a video up of all the weapons and bricks that were being stashed and hidden along the protest routes in anticipation of them being picked up and used for violence. So Hitler did exactly this, or I should say his Nazi party did, this format. Oh, they're not ours. No, they're just out there. We need them for protection at our rallies. And they did because the communist thugs would beat them up. But that it wasn't long before their own paratroopers, storm troops, again, were beating anybody who wasn't a member of their party and wanted to speak publicly on anything. You couldn't do it in Germany. And then once the party won power, after the Night of the Long Knives, they discontinued the informal brown shirts and superseded them with the SS, which contained a lot of the same people. In other words, they formalized them. Tell me this isn't going on right now in our country, because it sure looks like it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line we go. Text writes, the same people telling us we don't need the police are the same people who said we don't need an AR-15. You see where this is going? Oh, I see perfectly well where this is going. The left has never liked police, authorities, law enforcement that they don't control. They don't like, it's not that they don't like law enforcement. They're quite fond of law enforcement. It's not that they don't like guns. They love guns. They were steadily arming their bureaucracy before Obama left office, leaving bureaucrats with more guns than the entire Marine Corps had, for reasons we still don't know. Now, they love guns. They love law enforcement, but only when they control them and you don't have any. Only when law enforcement doesn't listen to you, like with the FBI, which we're seeing right now. It's just been astonishing to me this week what law enforcement, the federal level, that answers only to the left, and then only minimally, has gotten away with. I mean, we have seen this exposed in the Rosenstein hearings. 17 lies to the FISA court. A FISA court that would later write in a 99-page document by Rosemary Collier that they could no longer trust the FBI. That the FBI had violated the Fourth Amendment rights of various people. 17 factual lies and an email altered to fool the FISA court, submitted as evidence that had been verified under penalty of perjury. It's not an accident. They are falsifying evidence, creating evidence, framing people. This is our national FBI, and literally the left does not care. They don't care. No, it only bothers them that they don't control law enforcement at the local level. That's all they're upset about. Let's talk about what happens if you do disband the police, because this is where they want to go. By the way, don't miss this part. Minneapolis City Council, all 13 of them, literally debating whether to disband the police and how. But if you notice, they're not talking about having no enforcement authority. They're not talking about that. They're talking about having a new kind that will do different things. See where this is going? Now let's look at what happens when you disband law enforcement, because it's been done before in this country. We know what happens because we saw it before, the Boston police strike. In that case, law enforcement took themselves off the streets. It happened in 1919. There was a big brawl in Boston, big debate, I should say, among the unions and who would run who would run what union and who the police would answer to and who they were allowed to answer to. So police said, forget it, we're done. We're striking. And on September 9th, 1919, they walked off the job in Boston. Again, over labor issues. All of them. That was at 5:45 p.m. By the time it got dark, stores were burning, streets were looted, windows were smashed. It was free for all. The people waited for dark. And then it began. They smashed their way into businesses through windows and cleaned them out. Do you know what it took to put it down? Because it didn't last long. Eventually, then Governor Calvin Coolidge, a Republican, had to bring in the state militia to quell the violence. In the time it took to raise a force that eventually numbered 5,000, three times the size of the original Boston police force. That's what it took to put it down. Looting increased and continued for 9 days until the militia was able to quell it. Bloodshed, blood in the streets, a nightmare. Coolidge, then the governor, took a hard line, built a national reputation. His words, quote, there is no right to strike against the public safety anywhere, anytime. Propelled him to the vice presidential nomination of the Republicans in 1920 and eventually to the White House. We know how this ends. We know how it ends in the modern era. After Freddie Gray, by the way, all those cops, not one of them in prison. And the reason for that is the actual details of the Freddie Gray case. Once they came out, it became clear they weren't prosecutable. Nobody knows that. It was covered locally. But in 2017, after the Freddie Gray incident, all the protesters there, remember, they were allowed to burn the streets of Baltimore. It's, you know, by the book for the left. Mayor called on the police to stand aside. Just saying, we're not going to let them burn the whole city. Remember this? We're going to give them a certain number of streets. They burn the businesses and then they'll feel better. Well, that happened. And after that, the Baltimore City Council gave in to the demand of the protesters. They did what they wanted. But what's remarkable is they didn't get rid of the police. The police weren't abolished. They weren't even defunded. They were simply chastened, told to avoid forcibly detaining anybody, and in some cases withdrew entirely from neighborhoods where they were denounced as racist and where, you know, leaders asked them, hey, we don't want them in the neighborhood. Okay. How'd that work out? In 2017, Baltimore recorded 342 murders, its highest per capita rate ever, more than double Chicago's, far higher than any other city in the United States of America of 500,000 residents or more, and astonishingly, a murder rate for Baltimore, a larger absolute number of killings than in New York City, which is 14 times larger than Baltimore. It's astonishing. That's what happens when you merely hold the police back and don't disarm the force. Other elected officials, from governor to mayor to the state's attorney, struggled to respond to the rise in disorder, leaving residents with the unsettled feeling that there was no one in charge, because there wasn't. With each passing year, it's getting harder to see what gains exactly were delivered by the uprising. By the way, the vast majority of those murder victims were Black. They were Black. Looks like a loss to me. Baltimore is still out of control right now, again, with the nation's highest per capita murder rate. And elected officials afraid to do anything to rein it in for fear they will incur the wrath of their now beleaguered voters. That's what happens when you disband the police. That's what happens. Texter writes, evidently, Tara, it's not just the left that doesn't care. It's Trey Gowdy, Mitt Romney, and last but certainly not least, the largest liar out there, Lindsey Graham. Another texter writes, Tara, in a review of 29 cases submitted to the FISA court, there were abuses found in 100% of those cases. Ray hasn't corrected a thing. No, that's because federal law enforcement agencies, man, federal government, FBI, you get on the wrong side, man, they will frame you. And nobody will stop them. That's what that means. 29 cases submitted to the FISA court. Abuses found in 100% of those cases. In the president's own case, the Carter Page case again, the FBI flat out, FBI agent flat out created false evidence. Altered an email to create false evidence and change the email's meaning. 17 separate lies in that FISA warrant alone. When people other than the FBI do that, we call it perjury.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Folks, 13 days ago, 13 days ago, remember what the outrage was? It's easy to forget now among all the chaos. It was the party in the Ozarks. Oh, it consumed national media. That they could not believe that people would come together like that and dare not to social distance. They were horrified. See, and this was the red states out there killing people from the COVID. Never mind that the red state death rate is significantly lower than the blue state death rate overall. You go state by state. The top 10 worst are all blue states. When you look at per capita rate of death, that's per population. Didn't matter. Wasn't a narrative. This was literally 13 days ago, folks. So I was shocked to see this. And it was so egregious, even USA Today called out Governor Gretchen Whitmer. You know, Governor Whitmer, who wouldn't even allow her constituents to buy seats. Remember this? Can't even buy seats. Roped off. Roped off the seed section. That was non-essential. You're not having a garden this year. Why? Says why? Because Governor Whitmer says so. Non-essential. But I love gardening. Doesn't matter. It's what Gretchen says. But all these other governors, same thing. Can't do it. Not allowed. So it was shocking even to the reporters at USA Today to watch Governor Gretchen Whitmer walk with no social distancing, packed elbow to elbow, and then take a knee with protesters on Thursday in a civil rights march in Highland Park. Hundreds of people, this is from USA Today, with hundreds of people who did not follow social distancing rules. Everybody in her state who's not allowed to have a garden. I love to garden. It's my thing. Sitting there scratching their heads. I can't have a garden. And she's marching shoulder to shoulder. She's Whitmer. She's Democrat royalty. She'll do whatever she wants. She's smarter than you. Besides, the virus won't touch her. This is the same woman who said, you can't rent a lake house for your vacation and drive across the state to visit it. You can't drive across the state to visit your own lake house. This is the same woman who said, unless you're my husband, you can't go out in a motorboat. Social distancing. As if somehow, you know, you get it up that motorboat up to speed, the COVID's going to slap you in the face. So it was a shock, even to the people at USA Today, some of her biggest supporters, that there she was, violating social distancing, marching around. Shoulder to shoulder with some march participants, who included Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan. She wasn't alone. Roy Cooper declined, the governor of North Carolina, literally the same afternoon declined to have the RNC convention because it'd be too dangerous from COVID, then went marching without social distancing with protesters himself. It was going on all over the country. Same thing in Pennsylvania. Governor Wolf marching with protesters after slamming business owners as cowardly and selfish for reopening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.